How would you feel if your child's school, given an overall rating of good by the school inspectors, was to be merged with a failing school from over the road? It could happen in Frimley, where Surrey County Council want to join King's International College, which is on special measures, with Tomlinscote School, which is on the other side of the M3. Barbara Lapthorne's 14-year-old daughter Jasmine goes to King's. She's unhappy about the merger, says it doesn't make sense.
At best, there would appear to be a temporary drop in admission numbers just for 2 or 3 years. And this does seem a rather extreme reaction to that, when by their own admission they are going to need those school places in the coming years.
OK, well, let's speak to PJ Wilkinson, who's Head of Schools and Learning at Surrey County Council. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mr Wilkinson, I mentioned earlier that you didn't want to actually speak to the parents directly on air this morning, and I've had an email from a listener called Margaret Cowan, who says, I've just listened to the two parents from the two schools concerned with the merger. Why didn't Mr Wilkinson wish to speak to the parents? It's a bit of a snub to the 1,000 or so who are opposed to this so-called merger. Could you just address that before we get going?
Well, I could, although I'm a little bit concerned about how you brought this issue out. I spoke to parents all of Monday night last week, all of Wednesday night last week, and all of Thursday night last week, and we've had long discussions. Another colleague was speaking to parents on Friday, and we'll be back talking to parents many times over the next few weeks after Easter.
But you just don't want to discuss it on air?
You set up this interview, you moved it about repeatedly, and then last night someone had the idea of me speaking to the parents, having, I think, three times changed the time we were going to do the interview.
Oh, so it's our fault.
I didn't feel that was appropriate.
It's our fault.
Notice.
It's our fault that you're too grand to speak to the parents half an hour
not
earlier in the programme.
I've been speaking to parents, as I've said.
But you just don't want to do it on air.
I would have been happy to arrange it had you come to me with decent notice.
And calling you the night before the interview to move you half an hour either way is not decent notice.
No, I think it changed the basis of the interview. If you had been serious about this, you would have contacted me last week when you first got in touch with me about the interview.
Okay, so it's our fault that you don't want to talk to the parents. That's fine. Let's just discuss the issues then that are involved. It's a rushed consultation, according to the parents. There's a conflict of interest at management level and governor level between the people at the two schools who are making this decision or consulting on the decision. It'll cause massive traffic problems if it goes ahead. The figures, the justification for doing this, are basically dodgy, and there appears to be 1,000 parents who don't want this to happen.
Which question are you asking me?
I'm just reading you the list of concerns. Do you want to pick one out which is of most concern to you?
Let me start with the issue, which I think is a crucial issue of numbers.
Yeah.
We took action last year because of the state that King's International School had reached, and we changed the leadership of the school and put it under the leadership of Tomlinscote School, and that has made the school's education systems work much better over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep a careful check on the numbers in the area, because we have to have the right number of schools for pupils to go to. If we have too many school places and not enough pupils, pupils will go to the popular schools and the unpopular schools will half fill. Their resources will drop because there aren't enough pupils going there. They will become hard to run. Now, in this area, you've got two very successful large secondary schools, Collingwood and Tomlinscote, which are very attractive to parents and which have good Ofsted records and good examination records. You have a third school, King's, which has a much more difficult history. Already, it's ticking over just about the smallest number you can run a secondary school on, which is about 120 pupils a year. This year, we've had 59 applications. And as far as we can estimate numbers, looking at pupils who are in the primary schools at the moment, looking at the likely housing developments in the area, we think the numbers in the area will be declining in the next 2 or 3 years and staying low for about a decade.
I've got a letter here from Peter Martin, the Cabinet Member for Children and Learning, which he sent to the Financial Times, talking about the 20% increase in the birth rate in Surrey, the fact that there's a need for a further 8,000 places at primary schools, which is the equivalent to 25 new primary schools, and the requirement to expand the number of schools in Surrey will be repeated in 7 years at secondary level, which directly contradicts what you're saying, doesn't it?
Yes, but Peter Martin's letter refers to the whole of Surrey. The areas of highest growth in Surrey happen to be Elmbridge and Reigate, with Guildford and Woking coming behind. One of the areas of lowest growth, even at primary level, is in Camberley. Now, what we have here is a situation where the primary numbers will tick over, and we hope, rather than absolutely certain, will start to rise in 5 or 6 years' time. At secondary level, the numbers look depressed for about 10 years. So you have to look at the whole picture of Surrey, and you have to look at specifically what's happening in Surrey Heath. And
okay.
That is a distinction we rely on.
OK, we have a parent of people at Tomlinscote School waiting in the wings. Are you sure you still don't want to talk to them?
I've already said that I'm happy to speak to you and go through the issues with you this morning.
OK, PJ Wilkinson, Head of Schools and Learning at Surrey County Council, thank you for your time. We'll hear Ian Sorby's reaction to what he's just heard after the news, weather and travel. It's 7:45. Let's speak to Ian Sorby, the parent of a pupil at Tomlinscote School, who was listening to the interview with PJ Wilkinson, the Head of Schools and Learning at Surrey County Council. Mr Sorby, good morning again.
Good morning.
What did you make of the central charge from Mr. Wilkinson that King's just simply doesn't have enough people who want to go to it to make it viable?
Well, I challenge Mr. Wilkinson to open up the figures to public scrutiny. I have a couple of parents, one who has a PhD in statistics and another one who is a demographer, who would like to look at those figures and go through them.
He said they've had 59 applications for King's International College for the next school year. That doesn't sound like a place where people want to send their children.
I think the County Council's inverse sales job on King's has effectively led to that. I think the school is improving. I think that people will be happy to send their children there. And some of the information that has come out from King's parents actually suggests that not only do they not feel that the school is failing, they have actually chosen the school and celebrate its difference from Tomlin's Coat because of its relatively small nature.
I think Mr. Wilkinson would argue, if he were here, that by suggesting the merger, they are actually actively saving the school site and the school from what would be a pretty sorry and run-down end.
They are saving the school site, that is certainly true, in that Surrey County Council are very, very worried that if education does not take place on the King's site, they will lose the site and have to sell it. It will get £12 million or so. But unfortunately, when the numbers swell again, they will probably end up having to pay £50 to £60 million to build a new school. And that's not something that they can afford to do. There were plenty of creative suggestions given to Mr. Wilkinson during the consultation process, which he really did not wish to engage in terms of changing the published admission numbers between schools. We were told at the time that this is impossible unless it is done from central government, when in actual fact a cursory look around the internet suggests that the school's adjudicator is capable of changing these numbers. If Tomlin's Coat wish to work together with King's to ensure a strong King's and a strong Tomlin's Coat, then it is perfectly possible to do that.
Ian, thank you very much indeed for your time. It's an interesting discussion, and one that I think has implications, given that it's happening in the Surrey Heath MP and, of course, the Secretary of State for Education, Michael Gove's backyard. We will obviously revisit this and have no doubt more robust discussions on the subject